If you were to draw a curve of rising rents on a piece of paper, Manchester would be less steep compared to the average rental price in Northwest England, which has gone up by 8.7% over the past year. Still, rent rises rates are remain growth in places like Chorley, South Ribble, and West Lancashire, and there's little indication of slowing down. Even in areas where rent increases have leveled off, such as Preston, the average monthly rent has risen by £30 just within a year. Georgia Albee, a long-term tenant in Preston, provided her experience of a rent rise.
For me personally, I remember when I used to rent a private property through a lettings agency in Preston, and to be honest, one of the worst areas, really. When I first moved here, it was £450 a month. That same property is now on the market for £650 a month. So that's a £200 increase in 2 years, which I think is, when I found that out, when I saw that, I was shocked because it's a really unaffordable increase for people.
Local authorities are still working on several measures to improve the situation. Specifically, Preston City Council is actively supporting a change to the Renters Reform Bill that would extend eviction notices for private tenants in order to reduce the likelihood of more people becoming homelessness due to tenancy issues. Also, as a member of Community Union ACRON, Georgia Albee also attended Preston Council meeting on the Renters Reform Bill change with her organization's thoughts on controlling private rental prices and providing more protection for tenants.
Currently, there's 3,599 people on the waiting list for social housing in Preston. So that's about a 2 year wait to get a council property. There's so many people just at the mercy of the private sector at the moment. It sucks. There is no controls in the private sector at the moment. There is no protection for tenants. If a landlord wants to increase the rent, then they can. I mean, it has to be reasonable, but I don't think there's enough being done to protect tenants from landlords that feel like they can just do whatever they want when they want.
Apart from private rental sector, Preston City Council also teamed up with property organisation on Ward Homes in early March to expand affordable housing options. The council also committed £1.6 million to renovate vacant houses for council housing. However, more efforts are still needed, not just for Preston, but for all local authorities in Lancashire to address the worsening rental situation.